Welcome to Session 12 of the Art of Ritual Meditation Course. Once again, find your seat however you're comfortable, and just feel the weight of your body resting in space. At this point in the practice, you can pay attention to anything, sounds, sensations. You can sit with your eyes open or closed. But most people still find it useful to pay attention to the breath, at least in the beginning. So, wherever you feel it most clearly, see if you can catch each inhalation the moment it comes. And follow it with your attention for the duration of the breath. There's no special effort to make here. Just notice these sensations appearing all on their own in the space of awareness. The moment you notice you've been distracted by thought, pay attention to the thought itself. See if you can catch the image, the language, in your mind, and notice how it dissolves. Where do thoughts go when they disappear? As I'm sure you've begun to observe, thoughts can color your mood in each moment. They can invoke a wide range of emotions, sadness, anger, joy. So I want you to play with this for a moment. I want you to think of something that annoys you, that embarrasses you. Maybe some event in recent memory. Think of something coming soon about which you're anxious. I want you to strategically invoke a negative emotion here. Surely there's something you can think of here that doesn't make you feel good. I want you to feel this process. How does that happen? And the moment you feel something negative as an emotion, feel it clearly. Feel it without resistance. Where is it that you feel anger, or annoyance, or anxiety, or embarrassment? Is it in your face? In your chest? see if you can capture the signature of this emotion. How is it that you know you feel anything at all? So, just become interested in the emotion itself as a pattern of energy. In the body, in the mind, wherever it is, feel it completely with a real interest in what it is, not as a method of getting rid of it. You might take a moment to come back to the breath now and refine your attention there. Feel the sensations of inhalation and exhalation as clearly as you can. Listen to the sounds in the room. Notice how they appear all on their own. And then, do this exercise again. Think of something negative and pay attention to the thought itself as an image or as language. Is it a memory? Is it an image you are forming of a future event that worries you? Then, feel how these thoughts kindle the relevant emotion. See if you can get the feeling to arise clearly, whatever it is. And then feel that. Again, with the same kind of attention that you are bringing to the breath or to sounds, just relaxed interest. And then, as you let the thoughts go, notice how the emotion too just subsides. It has its own half-life, and it's quite short, in fact. Unless you once again begin thinking about the reasons why you think you should feel this way. Now, for the next exercise, I'd like you to do the opposite. Think of something that makes you happy. Something that you're pleasantly expecting. Something that you hope happens. A memory that makes you feel good. And if you find it difficult to find something here, think of someone you love in great happiness. Picture your child, or your spouse, or your best friend or lover, or anyone that means something to you, really getting what they want in life. Picture them smiling. Picture them free from any concern. You can even wish that for them, but picture that wish fulfilled. And whatever you can notice about your change of state here, notice. Is there a kind of smile that appears in your own mind, or the energy of a smile without it actually emerging on your face? In fact, you might notice that you can actually put a smile in your mind without actually doing anything with your face. And as you just did previously in the other exercise, notice how thoughts change the feeling tone in the moment. What is the footprint of happiness or joy or pleasant expectation? Is it in your body? Your face? Somewhere behind your eyes? Where is this happening? Don't try to prolong this feeling. Just become aware of it. And as it subsides, become aware of that too. In the last minute of this session, give up all efforts to do anything. Leave your mind wide open. Okay, well, today I introduced a new kind of exercise where you're trying to actually manufacture specific emotions. It's not something one does a lot in practice. I don't do it a lot. But it's interesting to play with from time to time to sharpen your sense of how the mind really works. Normally, thoughts are coming incessantly enough, and there's no reason to intentionally think of any of them. They'll come. And they'll drag with them all of their attendant emotions. And our job is just to pay attention to this process. But, in the beginning, it can be useful to try to invoke this consciously. So, I hope you found that useful. For today, I hope your emotions don't get the best of you. If you do find they do in any moment, if you find yourself reacting strongly to something that's happening, just take a moment. Even half a breath, to be aware of the emotion itself as energy in your body. This is an incredibly powerful thing to do, because when you can do it, when you can really do it from a place of mindfulness, it cancels the meaning of the emotion. If you're, say, going to give a public talk, and you're nervous about that, and you come out on stage, and you're feeling nervous, to feel nervousness as a mere pattern of energy in your body changes its content. It no longer has the psychological implication it had a moment ago. It really has no more meaning in that moment than any other sensation does in your body. The feeling of indigestion or pain in your knee, those don't capture you in the same way that anxiety does when you're feeling anxious. You can equalize these experiences with mindfulness, and then you can function quite differently in subsequent moments. Anyways, I'll see you back here next time for Session 13 of the Art of Ritual Meditation Course.